You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, darlings. Hello, my cherished ducklings. How are you? I'm Perry Lyons. You're you, which is the best possible thing you could be. And it is really hot here. It has been, boy, as my ancestors on my dad's side would say, I'm schwitzing, which means I'm sweating. Oops. So we're going to just start out with the whole psychic tarot weather thing. As you know, if you've been watching, say it with me, psychic tarot weather is like regular weather, except less damaging to crops. And I'm going to pull three cards. And each of these cards is going to be for starting today. It's going to be the next 3 days, and then the next 3 days, and then the next 3.5 days more. Back to next Wednesday, and it all starts over again in a lovely way. So, and this is kind of, everybody else is saying this, but 8 years ago, when I started saying, if you're hearing this, you're meant to be hearing this, even if you didn't actually consciously seek it out. And if you didn't, what the hell's wrong with you? No, okay, so we're good. Here we go. Oh, Ashley, I love that name. Oh, Missouri, so beautiful. Hang on 1 sec. I'm just going to do the psychic tarot weather. And I'm also going to ask you to breathe in. You're going to stimulate your vagus nerve by breathing in like this. Ready? And then breathe in once on top of that. Like that. Hold it for 4. And then go. Which is undignified, but vastly amusing to any toddlers in the vicinity. So you're going to do that 3 times, and I'll be done and come back to you. It relaxes your vagus nerve, not your vagus nerve, which is where you, when stimulated, you wake up in a Nevada city in a cheap hotel with 9 unconscious sex workers, 47,000 empty bottles of liquor, and a decade of your life missing. Enough about my personal life. Anyway, Ashley, I'm so glad you're here. Okay. So, I never picked these beforehand. I actually probably should. My producer just said, that's a lot of liquor. I'm like, I'm up for the challenge. Not really. Okay. First card is, how do we do this? There we go. Isn't it pretty? It is the 7 of Swords. Now, swords are not always great. Swords tend to be about the slightly sharp edges in life. But in this case, I used to read this as like a sneaky card. I now read it as a card of really positive sneakiness. Here's the thing. See this guy here? There was going to be a big bloody battle in the morning, right? But he snuck into the enemy camp and he stole all their swords, as you can see. And so 2 things. There's not going to be a big bloody battle tomorrow. And P.S., got a lot of nice new swords. So this card comes up when you've been planning ahead. And so a crisis is averted. And also you get a lot of nice like hardware stuff. Or swords hardware. I don't know. Okay. Oh, this is nice. 10 of Pentacles is spending time with family, with like multi-generations. That's often a good thing. If not, call me and I can sell you some Xanax. No, I'm just kidding. I do not do that. I'm very sober. But, you know, it can be challenging. The other thing I've noticed in the last couple of months is when I get this for single ladies, and I don't get it very often, or single men, it means that they've fallen in love with somebody who also, aside from being attractive, has generational wealth. I've been desperately trying to pick this for myself. Very good card. Oh, this is beautiful. What a great card. And the last card is your card, dear. It's the Star card. The Star card, isn't that gorgeous? I use a lot of different decks mixed up because people are complicated. Star card is a moment when literally you're shining. You are getting positive attention from people you respect and value. You're getting noticed in a very good way at work. You're just getting noticed in a really good way. And it's because you bring a win-win attitude with you to all situations. Right, Ashley? How you doing?
Good.
You still there?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Stevie. Nice to see you. Well, with my heart. So quick question. I like to connect to people through their birthdays. What's your birthday?
Yes. September 5th, 1989.
Oh, you're just a baby. I have shoes older than you. I love Virgos. Virgos are the most misunderstood sign. People think they're about being OCD or like, you know, lining up the pencils on a coffee table as you walk by. Not. It's all about purity, idealism, and a wish to bring sort of the invisible good down into the physical present world. I'll shut up now. What's your question?
I am recently separated from my relationship, and I just kind of wanted to know about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, honey.
It's okay.
That sucks. It's funny. I'm actually going to use cards for this reading. I never do that, but I just feel like...
Right.
I don't know. It's a little hard because part of me is like, well, that's not forever. And whether he, she, or they, or a llama, whatever, all the same to me. I'm a New Yorker.
Right.
I think the one of the problems has been that one or both of you has been, I think the other person has been living in a bit of a fantasy. And, you know, fantasy's great. I love fantasy. I read Neil Gaiman novels and Ellen Kushner. But I think this person might have been comparing the actual real-life relationship, which was actually really good, to some fantasy of a relationship. Often people around this age, are they the same age range as you?
He's about 7 years older than me.
All right. He's just going through a freaking midlife crisis. Buy him a red Camaro with a convertible top. Steer him away from children.
That's exactly what he wants.
Yeah, I know. This is my job. I've been profiled in the New Yorker. That $3 will get me in the subway. I don't think this is over, but I kind of want it to be over for you. Because I think, God, I hate to say this. I'm sorry. And you have kids together, right? No, you know.
No, we don't have kids together.
He might have kids, but one of you has kids, but they're not important.
I have kids, he doesn't. Yeah.
I like your kids, but let's put them in the closet for now and concentrate on you. I think you've outgrown him. I think you outclass him. I just do. And not just because you have a beautiful speaking voice and you're Virgo, I love Virgos, and because you're a really lovely person. You operate consistently out of integrity. And there are now three people in the country who do that, and you're possibly two of them. I think he will want to come back. I don't think you will. I think there's somebody. Oh God, are you changing jobs? I should have just kept the ducks.
I'm about to get an interview for a job.
Okay. Yes. That's going to go well. That's going to go well. You have a lot of Leo in your chart, even though you're Virgo, and Jupiter, which is a planet of, hi, I'm here to help you. Have another cookie. Right. Here's some money. The planet of expansiveness and good luck. Just hit a bunch of things in your chart in a very nice way. I like this job for you. I actually think knock wood. I would concentrate on that. You're probably going to meet somebody either there or do you volunteer work, or is this a spiritual thing I'm saying? You do something to help.
I'm a psychic and a medium too.
Oh, okay. Hi, baby. Yay.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're here. Don't touch afterwards. I'm starting Institute of Intuitive Integrity. You'd fit right in. You're good at your job. So you already know. You already know. And you've known this about him for a while, that you outgrew him. He was a lot of fun. He had good qualities. But he's kind of a schmuck.
Right.
You don't need that. Sorry.
Right.
That's, I'm half New York Jew. And half Mayflower, but the New York Jew is louder. You've got a great year coming up, but I think he harshes your mellow a little. I've never used that expression before in my entire life.
He does what?
I said like a 60s expression. I have no idea where I got this. I think he harshes your mellow. I think he kind of keeps you down a bit. You know, compliments that have a little sting in the tail, like saying he really supports you, but not really listening. He's perfectly nice, but I don't like him for you. I'm sorry. I'm very opinionated. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah.
Go ahead. But yeah, you know what? Five of Pentacles. He's also cheap. Yeah, you've got something. You should work with archangels this week because you've got a natural affinity for that. You're also good with crystals and earthy things. I'm a Pisces.
Yeah, I also get soul surgeries and stuff. So yeah, that's where the archangels are coming from. They probably want me to give a soul surgery to someone.
Post your website and your shop on my Facebook page, P-E-R-I, period, Nyons, like, but with a Y, L-Y-O-N-S. Post it on my page. I've got a lot of followers. I just think you're good. I get a really nice vibe from you.
Thank you.
There's somebody much better coming along. I would start working with the Archangel Sandal phone, which is kind of a weird, it's like phone, sandal, you choose. Right. 90 seconds. But Sandal phone, he's going to send you a mentor, not that you need one, but, or some sort of help. Get in touch with me. I have some ideas to help you, but you don't need it, but I think you'll like it. And Sandal phone kind of is the one who takes our prayers to source, speeds them along. He's like FedEx for prayers.
Yeah.
So it's S. He's a little weird looking. He's got that kind of, I don't know, who's that Gandalf thing going, but, I think he's actually prettier than that, but what do I know? Him and also, God, I'm just getting great cards for you. The Four of Pentacles says to me, concentrate on you, your home, because you're very sensitive to your environment. You got a beautiful home. Use more colors and sage it, or use benzoin. Benzoin resin. Sage says, oh, bad vibes, you please leave. Benzoin is like out of the door right now, mother things. Okay, I've got to go. You're wonderful. Get in touch. I love you guys. Thank you for being here. I'm the best colors. I'm Perry Lyons. That color looks great on you. See you next week.